This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. In a rare Saturday session, the U.S. House of Representatives advanced several bills known as a security supplemental, providing much-needed assistance to foreign partners facing devastating consequences resulting from unprovoked attacks from adversaries hell-bent on changing the world order. Of note, facing tremendous pressure and the threat of a motion to vacate the chair, Speaker Mike Johnson demonstrated the kind of resolve you expect in that position to carefully structure the package in such a way that gave every member a voice on the subject, get them to the floor, and then let the House work its will. On Tuesday, the Speaker asked me to attend a private session of members, some, like me, in support of the aid, and others who were vehemently opposed. We met for 3.5 hours. There was immense pressure for Speaker Johnson to change course and take up only the Israel supplemental. The Speaker listened intently, but in the end, opted to go with his original strategy, 4 standalone bills, and even against the backdrop of losing his job, he stood firm. In this business, we call that leading. And something else happened in the process that you don't see very often. In what is usually a partisan exercise in passing the rule on the measures, 165 Democrats joined Republicans in passing the rule, setting aside their political differences for the moment, putting the safety and security of our nation and the world ahead of what is normally a purely partisan effort. It was important because without passing the rule, the threshold for passage of the supplemental would have been 290 votes, clearly jeopardizing its success. In the end, all 4 of the bills passed. The Indo-PACOM bill passed 385-34 with 1 voting present. The Israel supplemental passed 366-58. The Ukraine vote garnered 311-112 with 1 present. And the 4th bill, a combination of measures related to other security-related provisions, passed 360-58. It should be noted that a large amount of the dollars appropriated will actually come right back to Arkansas, since a number of the munitions that will go to our allies will be made right here in the Opportunity State. Arkansas's 3rd and 4th districts specifically benefit. The existential threat of aggression by Russia, Iran and its proxies, China, and other freedom-hating dictatorships made this package necessary. There was another moment on the floor, though, that stood out. A number of members began waving Ukrainian flags, and that caused quite a stir among members opposed to the Ukrainian bill, among them Representative Chip Roy. He got so mad he threatened to offer a procedural motion as punishment, but in the end he didn't do that. He, too, probably had a plane to catch. So I'm glad we got these bills across the finish line. The world became much safer with that Saturday vote, and a significant message was delivered to Putin, to the imams, and to President Xi. I expect the Senate will pass these measures when they take them up on Tuesday. While most of my constituents were enjoying a normal spring Saturday, the House of Representatives stood up and was counted in the quest of freedom around the world. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.